You're listening to Potential Cast Season 4, Episode 12, A New Man. Buffy and Riley explore the extent of each other's powers as they become more romantically entwined. Giles is transformed into a demon and gets mistakenly hunted down by an unknowing Buffy. My name is Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Christine.
Well, hello.
Christine!
Hello!
Now, you're not Christine, my almost wife. You're someone else.
Not last time I checked.
Yay!
Christine so from Jersey.
From Jersey. Don't get that around.
So, you wanted to come on for this episode, Christine, because Ethan Rain is your favorite.
He is. He's so much fun. Every time he comes on with Giles, I just love their chemistry. And you know it's going to be a good episode whenever he's around.
Yeah.
I could not remember his name for the life of me halfway through the episode. Then I was like, really? Ethan! Yes.
Before we go on, can I say thank you to Kelly Jo for relinquishing her spot so that I can be here tonight?
Yes, thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly Jo. You're generous and wonderful, and you are super fun.
So, feedback?
I like this episode, first of all.
Oh.
There are a couple things I didn't like, and we'll get to that after we get to feedback. Feedback. We have one email. Yeah, what's going on? Are people, like, slacking?
Yes. I guess they thought we pod faded.
This is from Paul. Hi, Gaxon guest. It's been a It's been a while since I left feedback, and this is one of my favorite, yes, favorite episodes. Good spelling, Paul. Excellent. Favorite episodes I thought I would chirp in. You feel free to chip or chirp. It's okay. It's going to have a loose quickfire feeling to it, so bear with me. How this did not make it into the UK's top 20 episodes is criminal. It's comedy gold with quotables coming out of its tufty ears. Buffy's birthday is always good for a laugh. Remember the arm in a box? Ah, good times. I think you potential saw it coming. Giles being all out of the loopy and purposeless. This is the episode that they really hammer that home. It's interesting that they chose to make his outside status into a comedy episode rather than a drama. Plenty of time left for drama, though, I suppose. A comedic episode such as this is where Anya and Spike can really shine. Giles' interactions with Spike in particular are priceless. While we have one character stewing over how useless he's becoming, another one is learning how useless he is. The challenge to Riley's masculinity has begun. He says he's all right now, but I can see that pot bubbling over.
Uh-huh.
11 vampires, 6 demons. Pah! Maggie Walsh is such a cow. I tried to say that as much as I could, like Gordon Ramsay, by the way. Firstly, the way she speaks to Giles. Giles should have had Spike run her over with his Citroen. He could have had a Maggie Walsh-shaped hood ornament. Wow, Paul, tell us how you really feel about Maggie Walsh. Finally, Wiccans doing magic together. Raise an eyebrow. Mm-hmm. People used to pay good money to see that sort of thing before the internet was invented, and you could see it for free. Poor Willow, though, already feeling she has to lie about it to Buffy. College is always a great place to experiment. And I'm done. Thank you all for your hard work and perseverance with this thing. Just think, in 4 more episodes, you'll be exactly halfway through. Good work, team! Thank you, Paul.
Aww. Thanks, Paul.
Yes, we're almost at the halfway mark, and I have an announcement.
What?
What?
I don't have an announcement at this point. That was my announcement that I wanted to announce. The non-impending announcement. at this time. We turn now to the Facebook group.
Okay. Nutty Nuchis says, I could not for the life of me remember which episode New Man was till you posted this picture. I love this episode. It's another one of those funny episodes that you will always love. Best parts, in my opinion, Giles and Ethan get drunk. Spike can understand Giles and helps him for cash. Giles scaring Professor Walsh, Buffy knowing him by his eyes. Happy sigh.
Aww.
Bob DeGrand
says, just as Spike at rock bottom in Doom, Giles does in this episode, with Walsh belittling him, the initiative being more efficient in fighting demons, and Buffy leaving him out of the loop. And like Spike, he gets to rebound. His chasing Maggie Walsh was wonderful.
Hilarious.
Spike and Giles together is always great. Buffy being able to recognize Giles was a nice touch. I love any time Ethan Rain appears. On the downside, Riley still is too clueless to understand that Buffy could beat him with one hand tied behind her back. And this is not a great episode for the Buffy drinking game. Fioral demon Giles is an awful lot tougher to knock out than regular old Giles.
Did anyone else think this? Okay, when Giles came down the stairs and looked in the mirror, I thought that because of his history with Ethan, I thought when he looked in the mirror and he's like, oh no, like it had happened before. So I thought maybe Giles had turned into a demon before and like he's like, oh no, not again, you know?
Hmm.
I thought that would have been so cool, but then,
No. I love that nobody could understand him. It was awesome. Anyway, back to the feedback. Tammy Anderson says, Giles, metamorphosis, mucus, awesome. Kate Stryker says,
Kate Stryker says the tense moment after Ethan tells Giles he poisoned him, then telling him he was just kidding equals comic gold.
Yeah.
Say what you will, pretty much every time Ethan comes to town, an amazingly hilarious episode soon follows.
Missy says, it's a very special Buffy birthday. Happy 19th, Buff. And because everyone wants this to be the bestest Buffy birthday in years, Ethan shows up and turns Giles into a piñata, a feral demon. I always forget that this is a Buffy birthday episode. It's the only one from the series that I do because it's such a great Giles episode. Who didn't get a kick out of him scaring the shit out of Maggie Walsh? Or his willingness to pay Spike obscene amounts of money to help him out? Or getting panned by Xander? Or the greatest scene of all, asking Buffy how she knew it was him, and of course her response. Anya has the best one-liners. I heart so very much. Spike is priceless in this episode, so funny. And what is 314? Who knows about it? Who doesn't? Why is the collective underworld, in Ethan's words, scared of it most of all? If it's the master's bones being put back together, I'm quitting the podcast.
Anna says, poor Giles, he's feeling ignored and overlooked, and on top of it all, Maggie Walsh calls him a weak father figure. This episode was a lot of fun with Ethan Rain back to cause mischief and Spike helping Giles for cash. Love how Spike is out in the cemetery measuring crypts.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Great. Spike and Giles' conversation in the car are infinitely quotable, but I won't steal anyone's quote. Of course, the way Buffy recognized her watcher is also really good. A Buffy birthday episode that isn't gloom and doom. Hope you like it.
Beth Walensky says, Ethan Rain strikes again. Giles scaring Professor Walsh was classic, and it never fails to make me laugh. The Willow and Buffy pancake waffle cafeteria scene was sweet too. Like Simone, I tend to forget that this is a Buffy birthday episode.
Mm-hmm. Then conversation between Moira and Robin.
Yes. Pish posh, Moira says. I agree. Valpass says, Giles, didn't Ethan have any plain white t-shirts to wear instead of that funky shiny silk one? But then it wouldn't have been as funny. Don't question Jane Espenson. And I have to chime in with my usual, shut up, Riley. I'm pretty sure there'll be more to come. Sorry, Gabby. Best lines are with Farrell, Giles in the car with Spike. Must not quote. A fun Giles-centric episode. I give it 7 out of 10 mucus shooting demons. Ooh, nice.
So does anyone feel like Giles and Professor Walsh are going
to... They're going to get it on.
Yes. They're
they
totally
hate each other, but love each other.
It may require a little bit of tainted chocolate, but... That sounded awful. Let's continue. AP the Buffy fan. This episode has another prime example of why you should never launch into a sinister soliloquy on this show. Remember Spike's mid-speech tasering earlier this season? I've heard this as a running gag, but can't remember other examples. Anybody know of ones that we've already seen that I've forgotten about? I'm curious as to what Gax thinks about Room 314. Are we meant to be upset that demons and monsters might be getting experimented on? How does that compare with killing them quickly, Buffy style? On a related note, seriously, why don't they just kill Spike? If Buffy were fighting with another mass murdering creature and it got caught and incapacitated by a trap or whatever mid-fight, she wouldn't have hesitated to go for the kill. SOD? Or is Buffy the Vampire Slayer going all ATS redemption on us? Oh, Rachel.
He's a fan favorite.
He's a fan favorite. You can't argue with the fans. I think I just did. Rachel Horne says a mass murdering creature like Oz. Or Angel Bob adds. Or Anya Simone adds. Or Illyrio Rupp. What?
What?
Apparently, that's why you were in prison, Gabby. They figured it out that I was on a wild murdering spree and you took the fall, and that's why you were in the jails.
That's right.
I thought Illyrio only offered babies up to be sacrificed. And then Steph asked for people to call us. Lovely. Just a normal day on the Facebook group.
Okay. So, they've planned a surprise party for Buffy.
Surprise!
For her 19th birthday. Surprise! It's not a demon. It's just a party. It's just cake. And Giles, poor Giles, he's so out of the loop. And he's just so uncomfortable.
Poor baby.
The worst part was when he was like, oh, maybe you should have invited Maggie Walsh. And Buffy's answer was, oh, what? She's like 40. She has better things to do than hang out with a bunch of kids. What a bitch!
You know, 10 years ago I thought that was funny, but now I'm 39 and it's not so funny anymore.
But, you know, they were building up to this. You know, we knew this was coming because... I mean, Giles just has no place in the show anymore, in Buffy's life. Hardly.
I'm thinking this might be a good segue for him to somehow get involved in the Sunnydale U.
Hmm.
Somehow he's going to be on the faculty or something, because he's just so out of it. I don't think he feels like himself anymore.
Hmm.
I don't know. That's just, I don't know.
Yeah, I think he was okay a couple of months there being a man of leisure. And I think now he's...
Man of leisure.
He's ready to do something now that he's had a vacation.
Hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, making the transition, a high school show making the transition to college, uh-huh. It very rarely works. Because didn't, like, One Tree Hill just skip all that?
I don't watch that.
Well, One Tree Hill, they, like, jumped ahead.
Oh, they jumped, like, 5 years ahead or something.
Yeah, and they, like, skipped the...
Oh, so the actors are finally playing people their own age?
Yeah, I think yeah. So.
Awesome. That's brilliant, actually. Cool.
But, yeah, Giles, Maggie Walsh, he feels like... Maggie Walsh is moving in on his territory. She's replaced him. Is how Giles.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. I mentioned this on a previous episode of Potential Cast. I didn't want Buffy to be presented as the Slayer to Maggie Walsh. I think Maggie Walsh is bad news for Buffy. Uh-huh. I think maybe Room 314 is maybe going to be a robotic version of Buffy, and they're going to keep Buffy captive, and it's going to be just awful. Oh God, Robot Buffy. How will Stuffy do it? There's got to be a Robot Buffy in that room. There has to be a Robot Buffy, and that's what they're going to do. And I don't know why, but that's just the way it's going to happen.
Why can't Faith be in the room?
Ooh!
Ooh!
Interesting.
314. Faith.
Please don't.
Because Maggie Walsh says so.
No. Well, maybe she's in the room because she didn't know there was another Slayer. Maybe she thought Faith was the only one. I don't know. I
bet
you
they
want to
get Faith's DNA and inject it into the commando so they have Slayer powers.
Oh, please.
That's
no.
What they're doing.
No.
Yes.
Stop coming up with dumb ideas.
Then you might as well just ask the sun not to shine.
You cut me off. I was saying, stop coming up with dumb ideas. It sounds so good to be true.
Oh, nice save, Kim.
I did say that.
Okay, I
check
cut you
tape.
Off. We have no tape. We have temperamental nice garage band.
So that's some nice backpedaling there.
So, Christine, you've seen this whole thing before, right? You're not a newbie.
I've seen the whole series.
You're a veteran.
Yes, I am.
Are we just insane with our theories?
I'm a podcast newbie. This is my first podcast.
What?
I know this is my first time. I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. We're buffoons. Well,
that's what Steph says about you on this spoiler page.
Nice. Oh, the buffon.
I have no comment.
Are we just crazy with all our stupid theories?
They're great theories.
You know,
but that's
my greatest hope. My greatest hope, my secret hope, and I'm going to let you guys in on a secret, is that in the potential spoilers group, they are going to give a prize to the one of us that has the most theories correct, and a prize to the one of us that has the dumbest theories in the world.
And the last one gets
nothing. You lose. Good day. That's my secret wish.
I think they are keeping a running tally over there, so.
Oh, I can't wait for my prize. It'll probably be a How to Heal Your Brain book of some kind.
Okay. So now that Spike is safe, because he can't hurt people, he's moving out of Xander's basement and looking for his own crypt.
I love how Anya tries to punk the lamp off on him. So she can't stand.
Okay, and so Riley feels insecure because Buffy is a better fighter than he is.
What? A man feels insecure because a woman is stronger than him?
Yeah.
No. There must be something wrong with your television staff.
Yeah. He's like old-fashioned or something.
I cannot wait for Riley to die.
Oh my gosh!
I agree.
I do not like this whole anything you can do, I can do. I mean, I love that song. But we know that she's awesome. We know that she's tough. Unless, of course, there's a man around. And then she turns into this, should I have held back? Stop it. You're amazing. You kick ass. Be yourself. Know thyself. Go
for it. Do not apologize
for
yourself.
Don't apologize for your existence. Yeah. That's what your mother was doing in her generation, and you're going to do it too? Stop it. Ugh. Oh, Riley makes me so angry. At the end, you're stronger, you're this, you're that, and then I like it. Like she needs your approval. It's not cute. It's patronizing. Arr, I hate him so much.
Okay. Somehow, in some random book, Giles finds out that a demon is going to rise.
I am convinced this is Giles' unconscious mind going, I need someone to pay attention to me. I need to do something. Okay. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to rouse the troops because there's something happening. His unconscious mind made him believe that it was the third new moon after whatever it was.
Yeah. Well, you know what upset me was that he actually had to count on his fingers that it was the third new moon. Come on, Giles.
All right, and so Giles meets Professor Walsh because he goes looking for Buffy, and she, like, questions his, you know, ability to be Buffy's father figure. And they just see Buffy in different ways. She thinks that Buffy needs structure. He does not.
Am I right? What does she know?
I don't know.
Stupid psychologists.
Okay, so Giles takes Willow and Xander to this crypt where he thinks that this demon is going to rise, and they start talking about the initiative and how Riley's in the initiative and Professor Walsh runs the initiative, and Giles just gets madder and madder because he's out of the loop. Nobody took the time to explain this to him.
They all just assumed that he knew. Even Buffy.
Anya knows, Spike knows.
Spike.
Everybody knows.
And Giles walks, he leaves the crypt, but he comes back in and he catches Ethan Rain in mid-monologue. And that's why Ethan Rain is such a good villain, because he's like the stereotypical villain. He tells you his plan.
And he's foiled every time.
Ethan and Giles go to the bar and have drinks and get drunk. And what's so great about this episode is you see that they were friends at one time, and how Ethan has not changed, and how Giles has changed.
Did anyone else think for a split second that he really poisoned him?
I did.
Yes.
I did. I was like, okay.
I was waiting for his head to hit the table.
So Ethan slipped something into Giles' drink.
Or he put a spell on him.
Put a spell on him, okay. Somehow. All right. Okay, so meanwhile, Willow and Tara are, air quotes, floating the rose.
Floating the rose. Air quotes, floating.
It's like a euphemism. So, like, what were they doing?
Did you see the look in her eyes?
So they were going to levitate the rose and let the petals fall off of it, but it didn't work because, was it the spell that Ethan cast on Giles was in the air, or was it this big evil that's about to rise that's scaring the underworld? I think maybe it's supposedly they're foreshadowing the big bad that's about to come, or whatever could come later. Possibly, right?
I don't know. I thought it was from Ethan Rain.
Okay.
That's what I got from it.
All right, so Buffy and Riley are sparring, and Buffy is letting Riley, you know, not letting him win, but she's holding back a lot. Because she doesn't want to make him feel bad. And finally she let go and she hurt him. And, okay, so Willow and Buffy have this conversation, but Willow does not tell Buffy about Tara. Like she's ashamed of her or something, you know.
I think because she has maybe possible feelings for her.
But she told her all about the spell, right?
Well, the spell's not scandalous because she's a witch, so Buffy knows about that.
So Giles wakes up and he's a Fioral demon.
Ridiculous.
Giles. So great.
And the first person he thinks to go to is Xander.
Of course.
Xander the demon magnet.
That's right.
And the gang think that the demon got Giles because there's no blood or anything. Alright, so Giles runs into Spike at the crypt where Spike is measuring the tombs. Spike can understand feral. and agrees
that
to help
great.
Giles for $200. And okay, somehow the gang discovers that the demon can be killed with silver.
Was it a book?
Okay, some random book. Oh, and the initiative gets 911 calls, so Riley came to Giles's house to see what was going on.
Oh boy, the idea that, you know, Giles is ruining his own home at the same time was really quite funny, I must say.
Well, and how he, over the period of time, he gets more and more like he becomes more and more like the demon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. More demonic.
The rage is overtaking him.
Uh-huh. Yeah. More aggressive. Oh, and this is where Giles terrorizes Walsh on the street. That was great. Buffy takes a letter opener, and they figure out where Ethan is staying because they get the phone number from the waitress that he had given to the night before. And Ethan is staying at the same hotel that Faith stayed.
Keep Faith, these little hints that Faith is coming back.
Ugh. Faith is so coming back. It's going to be the worst.
You mean 314?
Ooh, robotic Faith. Maybe that's why everybody likes her acting after.
what was the room in Lost? 416? 316?
Room 23?
23. That was close. Anyway, never mind.
Because Bearded Jack said so.
All right, so Buffy's wailing on Giles, and Riley's taking care of Ethan. And, Buffy stakes Giles with the letter opener, but it doesn't kill him because it's not really silver. And Giles is skeptical of the initiative. You know, he has that little bit of doubt, you know, that Buffy should beware of the initiative. And Walsh thinks Buffy's a loose cannon. And what's in room 314?
Well, it's not Kimberly because she just went offline.
Oh, no.
Kim, you there? She went offline again. We'll just wait for her to be back. She'll be back. So, it was weird. Okay, I'm not going to talk about it because I want Kim involved. I want Kim involved in the conversation because I thought something was very, very, very unexpected and weird. So I definitely want us all to talk about this. The idea that Spike will help someone out for $200, I thought was very strange. Like, really? $200?
Well, it's more than 100.
I understand, but it's not that much money, Spike. More. Maybe Spike is still stuck in like 18th century
Spike is
value
cheap.
Of money.
Spike is cheap. You can buy a whole lot of Weetabix with $200.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
So, Kim, I was waiting for you to come back because there's something that happened near the end of this episode that I found very, very, very odd.
What's up?
Walsh was clearly anti-Buffy getting involved. Uh-huh. Was resistant to the whole idea that Buffy is somehow kind of in charge because she's the mystical slayer. And then Riley says what he says. She starts making fun of him going on about, you know, these romantic blah, 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 blah. And then he says to her, I just mean that she's going to work out really well. And totally unexpected by me, she agrees with him. I don't believe her. I think that she's anti-Buffy. I think she's an anti-Buffite.
Yeah, she could be playing Riley to get closer to Buffy.
Like she's trying to get Buffy close to her so she can keep an eye on her.
Or destroy her. Yeah, I don't like Walsh. I didn't like her from the beginning. I thought she was going to be the big bad, and she's still panning out to beat that, I believe. Oh my god. Sorry. So. I thought I cut out again. I was like,
No. I was just deep in thought after what you said. Yeah, no, I would tend to agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, why do you think Giles went after her? Just to be
I think he hates
funny,
her.
Or was he being taken over by the Fjarl rage?
No, I think he found the perfect outlet.
Yeah, it was a bit of both. He's pissed at her. For dissing him.
Mm-hmm.
And she did diss him.
Yeah. But, like, she doesn't know him.
Yeah, but clearly she recognizes that he's Buffy's father figure. Clearly, she's being a total you-know-what.
Yeah. If some random old man came into my class and said, hey, yeah, I'm one of your students' friends, I'd be like, security? Who is this?
Well, it's your office, so it's okay.
No, I mean, like, why is this random old man coming to school, to a school, and saying, yeah, your young student?
You know, people are allowed on school property.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just walk in and say hi to people. I've never been kicked out.
Creepy.
What? I go back and say hi to old professors sometimes.
Yeah, you don't go say, hey, pro, I, guess what? You know your student? We hang out all the time.
Yeah, when there's an old man coming to visit a young girl.
Why is Giles an old man now?
Come on.
Oh my god, he's our age!
Older.
He's when what, a man 30? Comes to visit a...
When a man comes to visit
her father or her lover.
Yeah, like, what is he, 25, 30 years older than Buffy?
That's and just he's more crazy. Than middle-aged. Really?
That's what I... That's just
he's
what I...
He's not old.
Older.
Yes, older. Well, so are people that work there.
You're not getting my point. Anyways.
I think I understand your point. It's a little bit creepy.
Yes.
Yeah. I understand. Yeah. But Giles isn't creepy.
We know that.
Well, you can kind of figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people would get a creepy vibe from Giles.
I would.
Really?
No.
From Giles?
If I didn't watch the show, of course. I didn't know who Giles was. You're saying this now. If you just met Giles, mm-hmm. him coming in and saying, hello, one of your students, older friends.
Creepy in a... He drops a 200-year-old book in front of your face that says vampire. Yes, but creepy sexually, no.
Interesting. But he has an orgasm friend. So I'm wondering how valid. Well, so Gabby, Giles, creepy or not, walking into Walsh's office and talking about a student of hers?
Creepy.
Really?
It was so weird to me, and I don't know what, but I'm like, it just seems strange that all of a sudden, out of the blue, he just shows up there, and he's trying to be all.
He was trying to find Buffy.
Yeah, they said Willow said she was with Professor Walsh. Wasn't
yeah. yeah, but the way that he was talking, he was like, "Oh, hey, I'm here trying to find." I'm like, did he really think she was going to give information? Really, some random stranger shows up in the office looking.
But he didn't know that she was head of the initiative at that point.
But he knew she was a professor of hers.
Yeah.
So why would anybody give up information about the whereabouts
of anybody?
He was
just chatting her up to be friendly. Because he misses having adult conversations with people other than himself.
Oh, because he wants to eventually have relations with her.
He wants to bang her. Yes, of course. Of course. If a man strikes up a conversation with you, it's only because he wants to have sex with you. Is that what you're saying, Gabby?
That's what I'm saying in this particular case, yes.
Well, then don't tell other people because I'd like for that to still remain a secret.
Okay.
Swine. Clever girls. You watch out or we'll put you in room 314.
With Faith.
Ooh, ho,
ho. Oh. That's sassy.
So, Willow looked extra lesbian-y in that scene. Extra lesbian-y. I think you broke the internet with your laugh, Gabby. But she looked extra lesbian-y, and they held hands, and Tara's like, what are we doing? Oh, I forgot to tell you about the spell. I went right into the holding hands part. I'm so distracted. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
So why were they floating the rose? Just to cast a spell?
Because they really want me to play that seal song again. That's why. But you're not going to get it, Lesbos.
Wasn't it to show that they're in unison? They're
that's right. Unity, that's right. Yes.
Well, yes, because they were able to move the vending machine and when they work together, they kind of want to practice the whole synchronicity of their touch.
Can you play some Katie Lang at the end of this episode?
No, I already have two songs picked, one of which I wanted to play right away for you guys, and it's not loading in my iTunes automatically, which means I'm pissed. So I'll play the other one, which is kind of okay, but not as much awesome.
Is it Lilith Fair-esque?
No. Oh, jeez. It's better than all that. Tell you right now. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I guess he would be creepy. But yeah, the whole lesbian thing, I can't wait. It's not like a 13-year-old. I can't wait until the lesbianism.
I can't wait till girls kiss.
I can't wait till I see the girls kissing or whatever it is we'll see.
Maybe that's what's in 314.
Girl, it's the girl kissing room. Hello.
OMG.
That would be awesome. Oh, could you imagine?
Mr. Waltz does give off that vibe.
Like the perfect room.
Totally.
No wonder she was in a hurry to get into that room. With that haircut of hers.
I mean, that's the only way to explain that haircut away.
That is the only way to explain that haircut.
Maybe that's where she holds her meetings. Oh my. So not PC. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
You
can edit that out, right?
You probably said the most PC thing of all of us.
Yeah, you probably did.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Were you gone? Oh, I can download it. Oh, it's awesome. Thank you, iTunes, and your awesomeness. Sorry, guys. I'm just super happy right now about the song.
Are we missing anything in this episode that we didn't discuss?
How about Giles' new wardrobe? Looking pretty laid back in his jeans. And
yeah,
his,
the jeans were weird.
Suede jacket.
Yeah. I don't know what to make of this. Honestly. I find it disconcerting. I think he's having a midlife crisis. And he has the wrong car for it. Although, hey, Spike wrecked his car. I can't wait for the denouement of that. I can't wait for that confrontation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Spike is awesome. Super funny.
Yes.
Anya is inappropriate. Willow has got to be a lesbian. I'm happy that Tara's still kind of a little bit shy and
not like an in-your-face lesbian
and quiet. No, because like sometimes they do that with characters, right? Like,
yeah,
like they'll introduce them and they'll be like all demure and shy in one context, and then when they're going to be more semi-regular, they kind of all of a sudden are outspoken and louder, and their character changes. I'm glad that she's still, you know, the shy girl.
Yeah.
I think Buffy is making the mistake she always makes. She's just going to focus on the guy instead of everything else. And I really hope the next time she kicks his ass again.
Uh-huh.
Because I cannot stand that Riley boy. And why is he kissing Walsh's ass all the time? Like, oh no, you'll see.
I think she's got mind control over him.
I think she's in
love with
him.
Because, you know...
Really?
Yeah, I think he's her favorite, yeah.
Because he's pretty. But, totally.
He is pretty, but that's about it. But, you know, just like that episode when, Buffy? Who's Buffy? Oh, Professor Walsh likes her. Oh, well, I like her now.
I don't know, man. Something's fishy. Kim, when you were doing the commentary for this episode,
yes,
what surprised you the most? What kind of like was a moment?
when I saw Giles as a demon.
Really?
The first time I saw him, because I was like, I didn't know what to make of it, because I was like, what the hell is happening? 55 things was running through my mind at once. And I was so confused, because I was like, oh my God, has this happened before? Oh my God, is Giles really a demon? Oh my goodness.
And we haven't known Buffy all along. Yeah, that'd
exactly
be awesome.
Exactly. It's like, what is Buffy going to say when she finds out that he's been a demon the whole time? Oh my God, oh my God. And then I was like, then it was like, no, he's just turned a demon. It was a one-off thing. And I was like, damn it. My idea is so much better. But
isn't that always the case?
Yeah, I was just like, oh, but I loved that Spike could understand him.
Oh, that was perfect. Yeah.
And I kept thinking, how different would it be if they had cell phones back then? They just pick up the phone and Spike would be like, yeah, Buffy.
Although I don't know if you can text with those giant hands.
No, I mean like Spike would have called and just been like, yeah, I got Giles. He's a demon. Don't worry about it. Don't come and kill him when you see him. But,
yeah. Why is it that Buffy stabs him and he's fine?
he felt rather good, actually, I think.
What was that all about?
Because he was a demon, kind of like a vampire. You know, if you stab him in a place other than the heart, they're relatively okay.
I guess.
And it wasn't real silver.
Yeah. Thank God. I'm done. I'm all out. I have nothing left.
Likewise.
Wait, how did Giles turn back?
There was a circle with sand in it in front of Ethan. He had just done the spell to reverse it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Uh-huh. So I think it's time to rate.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's have our guest go first.
Me?
Well, yes. All right.
I give it 9 out of 10 Nancy Ninja Boys.
Nice. Wow. Gabrielle?
I think Spike and Giles are the greatest comedy duo since Xander and Giles. Spike and Demon Giles. So, and every scene that they were in together, I laughed out loud. Mm-hmm. This is comedy gold, this episode, but it's still not up there with Band Candy, my favorite hilarious episode. But I am going to give it 8 out of 10 stackable pancakes.
Nice.
Well, when I think of this episode, I think of 2 separate episodes. I think of the Giles and Spike comedy duo part, and I think of the Buffy and Riley. Ugh. Why are you, you're better than me, you're stronger than me, wah. And that just brings it down. So I give it 7.5, which I hate to do that because it's so, the other part's so good. It's good, except for Riley. So I give it 8 out of 10 out of the loop creepy life crisis.
I enjoyed this episode. I'm going to give it 8.5 out of 10 floating roses. There are a lot of things that I liked. Some things I was like, nah, I can deal with that. But overall, I thought it was great. And Giles, this probably is my favorite Giles episode so far. Out of the, I think, 2 that we've had. So...
For me, Spike was awesome. Giles was funny as a demon. Riley is a douche. it's not the wrong word. He's just a misogynist. Buffy is falling for the same old traps of being the cutesy girl who doesn't want to just be herself. Willow and Tara better get it on soon. And Walsh is definitely hiding something in 314. I give this episode 8 out of 10 never-ending supply of birthday cake. Awesome. That's everyone, yes?
That's everyone,
yes.
That's what we thought. You tell us what you think! Please, don't forget, we like feedback. You can call us at 270-40-BUFFY. You can send us an email at
PotentialCast@gmail.com.
Visit the website, PotentialCast.com. That's where we release the show. We have show notes. We have links. You can subscribe in iTunes. Write us a review on iTunes. Hey, would you like an awesome Potential Cast iPad case or iPhone
case? Yes.
So would I.
Yes, I would.
You can check out our Cafe Press website. There's a link on PotentialCast.com. And we've added a couple of iPad cases to our repertoire. Ooh, so sweet. You might want to check that out.
I think I would.
The Facebook group, though, is where all the fun really happens, and that's facebook.com/groups/potentialcast. Keep it spoiler-free, or I'll turn you into a demon. Or I'll make sure a rose kind of floats by really quickly around you in your house.
I'll turn you into a rat.
One of the two. I'll
turn you back.
No! Squeak, squeak, squeak. It's quote time, and I'm going first.
Okay, good.
Okay.
No objections.
And you're what? Shocked and disappointed? I'm evil.
Damn it!
Damn. $100? You have to do a lot better than that. $200. Just find it funny.
I don't know if I'm driving this thing or wearing it.
What does that even mean?
It's so small and tight around him. Like, clothes.
Come on.
I don't know, but it's like...
I thought it was funny.
Squee!
I love this. This is my favorite. Hey, you picked up a tail. Oh, a little one hurts when I sit. Christine?
I like Ethan's quote when he says, I really have to just do the damage and get out of town. It's the stay and gloat that gets me every time.
That was my backup.
You know what gets me? This is what gets me. 20 years I've been fighting demons. Maggie Walsh and her dads and ninja boys come in. 6 months later, demons are pissing themselves with fear. They never even noticed me. What am I? I'm an unemployed librarian with a tendency to get knocked on the head.
I kind of hate that they said that. That they explicitly said that Giles gets hit on the head a lot. I liked it that it was just something everybody
It was just
noticed.
For us. It was just for us.
Yeah.
And it wasn't for it. Everyone else. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Yeah. No more quotes?
No.
It stole Giles' car.
Hello?
Why would a demon steal that car? What's on the slate for next time, Steph?
Next time is I have no idea because I've lost my DVD.
Hey, Kim, would you know what it is?
Yes, it's called The Eye in Team.
That's awesome. I can't wait.
But well, there's no eye in team.
Uh-oh.
Christine?
Yes.
Thank you for joining us and for participating in today's episode. I hope we didn't frighten you too much.
No, not too much.
With our insanity and our shenanigans.
I was afraid I was going to spoil, so I think I made it.
Oh, good. Awesome.
Spoiling. You did a good job.
That's great. Also, where can people listen to you?
This is her first podcast. Weren't you listening?
I was. I figured I would just ask the question.
At the Tiki Lounge in Atlantic City.
Awesome. That's great. So
you can hear me nowhere. Find her anywhere near the Jersey Shore.
No,
you will not. All right. Well, thanks again for joining us. We really appreciate it. We hope that you continue listening and laughing at our theories.
Will do.
Yeah. All right. Well, with everyone here,
who has the most right theory so far?
Who's Louise?
Wow!
I can't answer. Steph?
Someone's competitive.
Who has the best theories? Who has the least?
You, Kim. It's you, Kim.
The squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Erkin. Erkin. All right. On that note.
Oh, you're saying oil can.
Good night.
Oh my God.
Took me a second.
Oh. Oh. Oh my God.
Nice! I love this!
We were ice skating to it in Raleigh.
Yes, I was, and I didn't fall down once.
I have had enough. time.
Steph?
Uh-oh. No.
Nothing is.
Steph! You're still here.
I heard her go, hello, hello, and then it cut out.
Steph? It's like, Laura Lan! Laura Lan! It was Steph's turn to go offline. Laura Lan! yeah, that was the little girl's name, right?
Carol Ann.
Carol Ann!
And
then that midget implodes. It's so gross.
Well, all I know is the next episode is called The Iron Team.
The Iron Team. Do you know that my almost wife, Christine, is ahead of us by like 3 episodes?
What? Wasn't she behind us like a week ago?
Well, someone's not being slowed down by Angel.
Angel. She's not watching
Angel.
Side by side.
Angel, you slow us down. Or Stephanie.
The are you guys enjoying Angel or no? What do you think?
I think it's a good laugh so far.
Okay.
I don't think it's serious enough yet.
It gets better. It gets deeper. Enjoy it.
Great.
Let's hope so.
That's what they say in those PSAs to keep kids from killing themselves. Now, that makes me feel... I am now full of confidence for the quality of Angel.
I don't hate it anymore.
You don't hate it anymore? Are you just going with it?
I don't hate it anymore. I just fall asleep while I'm watching it.
Yes, spoiler alert.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Uh-oh, now Stephanie Smith came online. Hello?
Whoa.
Steph, are you there?
She came online just to say goodbye.
Steph, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. So, Steph, what's on the slate for next time, Steph?